Blog Talk Radio.
Newsreel of the stars. Dateline Hollywood, 1930. The Warner Brothers Studio. Here at the studio's new animation department, the artists toiled endlessly to come up with cartoon stars, ultimately creating three new characters, the Warner Brothers and their sister Dot.
Oh, yes!
Unfortunately, the Warner kids were totally out of control. The trio ran amok throughout the studio. Until their capture. The Warner's films, which made absolutely no sense, were locked away in the studio vault, never to be released. As for the Warners themselves, they were locked away in the studio water tower, also never to be released. Publicly, the studio has disavowed any knowledge of the Warners' existence to this very day, when the Warners escaped.
It's time for
before the show started.
Well, my last day in the hospital was officially on the 17th.
Ah, okay.
Then I get 4 days off afterwards. Well, kind of.
Because when you start the new job.
Yep.
I see.
By the way, the 10th, I will be here for the interview, but probably
okay.
Halfway. Only because of the fact that same day, I have to go for training for the new job.
Okay, I got you.
By the time I get the fuck out of there and come home, shit, I'm going to be worn the fuck down.
I got you.
But I saw something I wanted to play.
What does everybody want? What does everybody need? Everybody lost!
back.
Yep.
Okay, I gotta say this. How the fuck is Kali gonna give advice when nobody knows what the fuck he's saying?
That was my point. I was like, what the fuck are they wasting 10 minutes for with Kali?
I mean, if he could speak English, that'd be a whole lot different. But, he can't.
If he spoke English as a first language or not, like, a third language, like he is.
Exactly, but, you know, I think gibberish is his first and only language. But, okay, I'm already almost an hour into fucking SmackDown already as it is.
Well, how'd you play a really long song so you can catch up?
Yeah, I can probably do that. Let me see where I upload it. You know what? I got the perfect long track. Played it last night, playing it again. Tonight. Alright, brand new Black Sabbath once again. God is dead. Watching Zeb Coulter versus Ricardo Rodriguez. Most fucking retarded match ever.
That match sucked on Raw as well.
Man, the match was better on Raw because of the fact they had fucking Big E Lynch in it. You know, the only man who gets you to wrestle.
Pretty much.
I mean, then again, Ricardo can wrestle too. But, just a...
Even though they make him look like he can't wrestle in WWE.
Exactly. Just a shame. Wait. Time for a tag team match.
I was laughing so hard when he said that. Tag team match. That's the easiest thing to predict ever.
And of course, fucking Dolph Ziggler goes classic Teddy. Best line ever from fucking Dolph Ziggler.
Pretty much.
But let's see. I'm gonna go with Hollywood Undead.
That's when we ride on these bitches. we're back.
And stop it. Stop it. If I had known you two were going to get involved, this is now to become a triple threat tag team match.
Of course, fucking Taylor makes it a triple threat.
Actually, for once, he actually did a good job with this tag team match, because if you think about it, with a triple threat tag match, you can tag in whoever the hell you want to tag in.
I know. I saw the match already.
But what Taylor should have done was made it a triple threat elimination match. Like they used to do back in the fucking Attitude Era.
And like we do when we play WWE 13.
Well, no, I'm talking... Yeah, but the thing, they don't have triple threat tag team matches on WWE 13.
Well, I mean, the elimination style. That's what I was saying.
What I'm saying is because back in Attitude Era, they used to have Fatal four-way tag team elimination matches, which means you can tag anybody you wanted, and then one team, no matter who got pinned, that team was eliminated, match continued, turned into a triple threat, so on. That's what Taylor should do, tag team, triple threat.
Damn, I wish I saw that match, but that match is basically one where you just want to not be in the ring until the end.
Yeah. I mean, because they've done them a few times, actually, back in the Attitude Era.
Yep.
Let's see. But I mean, either way, it's still a good match for once from Teddy. Even though it is a classic tag team match.
Wow, I'm shocked. He's never made one of those before, except every single fucking week when he's been in charge.
Wrong. He's never made a triple threat tag team match.
Oh, but still, it's a tag team match.
Yeah, but this time it's different. Triple threat, like we said. You could tag in whoever you want. I mean, it's like, if the Del Rio wanted to, he could tag in Big E or Ziggler or vice versa.
I know.
But, let's see. You know what? According to the long track, so that way I get through this. This is ICP. Amy's in the Attic.
Thank you. Peter, I think you should come up here.
More.
And we're back. Hey, you know what? Talk Extreme Rules. Because, man, I'm looking forward to the WWE's brand new pay-per-view.
Payback?
Yep.
Don't you think that they should technically trade around Extreme Rules, move that one up a month, take Payback the month, like, after WrestleMania?
No, because Extreme Rules has always been after WrestleMania.
I was thinking it kind of made more logical sense, like, because after WrestleMania, Payback, if there was something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, to end the feud. But, I mean, like, for the Brock Lesnar and Triple H third match, which really they should have had the cage match at WrestleMania and the Anything Goes match at Extreme Rules.
No.
I just kind of see it that way because, I mean, a cage match after a match where they can do anything to each other, I think it should have just been in the opposite order.
No, because the cage match is going to be more brutal than the no holds barred match.
Hmm. Well, I don't really think so, but, you know, everybody has their own opinions.
But then again, at the same time, Triple H has the advantage over Brock Lesnar.
Why that?
Because
he gets to say who wins and loses all the matches?
No, because of the fact Triple H has more experience in the cage.
But then again, Brock Lesnar has more experience in the like UFC environment, which is a different kind of cage.
Yeah, but you got to think about this. Triple H has more experience because Triple H has been in more cage matches than Brock Lesnar ever has. Especially the fact if you count cage matches, Hell in a Cell, the Elimination Chambers.
But then again, Brock Lesnar's in a UFC cage, that kind of matches.
Yeah, but not that long, though.
Times, which, that one's a lot more brutal.
I think the cage for the WWE would be a little bit more brutal because of the fact Brock Lesnar's not really used to that environment, and so, you know, for wrestling itself.
Well, we will see what happens.
Yeah, Brock Lesnar, you know, I don't know if he had that long of experience in a cage, even if it was UFC. Because UFC, he was going there from 2008 to 2011.
But still, with UFC, they only have fights like one every 3 or 4 months, something like that.
The UFC actually has more. Actually, has more stuff. Usually, there's like especially the fact you know that like you get the pay per views. You got the Ultimate Fighter, and then you have like a few. Then you also have like a few fights like off tape, like on.
Oh, I mean, they only fight like once every 3 to 4 months, like a specific UFC person. So like Frank Mir, you know what I mean?
But also at the same time, you got to think about this. With a cage match, it definitely handicaps Brock Lesnar because of the fact Paul Heyman can't get involved. Unlike the No Holds Barred, where fucking Heyman tried getting involved.
Which he also tried getting involved in the Undertaker and Punk match.
Exactly. So with a cage, Brock Lesnar is on his own, and Heyman can't get in there.
But I mean, do you really think Brock Lesnar needs Paul Heyman's help to win a match? He's proven himself numerous times before that.
Yeah, and now he's got Heyman back. Now he's got Heyman back in his corner yet again.
You know the one match I'm actually looking forward to whenever the hell they pull the trigger on this? Whenever it's like Brock Lesnar versus CM Punk.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
when they actually make Heyman choose a side, you know?
Yeah, if they ever do that.
I think it's inevitable. It's gonna happen. It's just more or less of a win thing.
Man, you know, Triple H has had some really bad fucking gimmicks. Especially back in WCW.
Yeah, let's talk about these bad gimmicks of Triple H and WCW.
Try about the Connecticut Blue Blood. I think it's funny how he started off in WCW and then jumped into WWE.
And then got married to the boss's daughter.
Yeah, and real life too.
Well, no shit. That's why he's the one who's controlling everything that happens at WWE.
Well, not him, then it would have been Shane McMahon. KOG, what did you think of the triple threat tag team match tonight?
I think Teddy Long outdid himself.
And so too.
Not only was it a tag team match, but after the tag team match, it was a triple tag team match.
Well, that should make things a lot interesting because, you know, being able to tag whoever the fuck you want into the match.
Did you just say it made it interesting?
Yeah.
It was about as interesting as that fucking, what was that, arm wrestling match.
That was the best match of the night.
Fucking the damn triple tag team match took like an hour. That was the entire show right there.
Yeah, pretty much.
Teddy Long and his damn tag team matches.
So, Ghetto G, are you ready for the brand new WWE pay-per-view?
I guess so.
They have a brand new one coming up on June 16th called Payback.
why do they need another pay-per-view?
Because they getting rid of the other June one.
Which was?
Walking by now. Wasn't it like Vengeance or something?
No, that was Vengeance used to be in October.
Fine, I'll look it up online.
You do that, Google.
What did you just call me?
I called you Google. Get the fuck over it.
He said he wanted to Google you.
Oh yeah, how about the fact that Adam finally stole those fucking pictures?
They commented on them.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And?
He was asking that there has to be some other way.
There has to be some other way.
Yeah.
For what?
Because I don't think he liked the big homie one.
Everybody liked the big homie one.
Except for him.
Well, then he's gay.
But then he's gay, really?
And apparently the June pay-per-view for last year was No Way Out.
Yeah,
really, No Way Out? Are you serious?
Yeah. That was June last year.
And they're going to get payback? That's fucking retarded. I don't like that at all.
Here we go. Adam said, there's got to be some other way, some right way, ..
Well, that is the right way. Good luck, Adam.
Yeah.
Wish you luck in your future endeavors.
I mean, he commented on the dirt and the fucking short bus one, though, too.
But he liked that one.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, no, he didn't like it. Well, he didn't actually like it. Well, but on your side, but of course, the motherfucker cannot spell the word join. What the shit? He goes, "Oh, laughing my ass off. Fuck the fuck off, motherfucker. Joining, joining us on Juggler Ride Radio sounds better than the both of them."
What the fuck? No wonder you rode the short bus, Adam.
Yeah.
Now, did you go to public schools, or were they private?
The fuck is that going to prove?
No, okay, we went to public schools or not. Or he was too stupid to get into public schools.
Oh, he's too stupid for that. Where the hell would he go then?
Private school?
Well, if you can't get into public school, man, what makes you think you can get into a private school?
Well, exactly. The parents are forced to pay to teach people to teach him, then that's the only way.
So you're saying he was homeschooled?
Oh, hell no. Probably not. They probably give up on him.
First, you realize you have to be a fucking, like, smart as all fuck up trying to get into a fucking private school, right?
Or rich.
That too. And I don't see Adam as either one of those.
Good point.
So his only option would have to be public school or homeschool. Or job
school.
No, it would
be public school and summer school.
And summer school? I said homeschool, motherfucker.
You got a homeschool version of summer school.
It doesn't make any sense.
It really doesn't.
Summer school is where you go when you need to make up credits and whatnot. Homeschool is whenever you don't, your parents or you won't go to actual school.
And being a dropout is what Adam was.
Jeez, man. Seems like you know his life story. I wonder how he feels about that.
When he calls him, we can find out.
Yeah, if he calls.
Yeah. Who cares if he does or doesn't?
Somebody needs to go.
Yeah. Well, maybe, you know, maybe Chris is making his wish. Maybe Adam will call in just for him.
Fuck that.
I think he would really enjoy that.
I think I really wouldn't.
I think you would. That stupid fucking Eskimo.
I've explained the Eskimo thing.
It'd be different if we was white, or Japanese, or Hawaiian, or fucking Eskimo.
Now my question is, if somebody's an Eskimo, you know, now would that make them a foreigner when they come this way?
I guess so.
Okay, so then that means Eskimo is a foreigner.
It's not really a thing. I don't even know how you would explain that.
We're waiting.
That's Obama. Since Obama's the one who fucking said it.
He says a lot of things that don't make sense.
All right, so
setting
in
every president says a lot of things that don't make any sense.
Okay, let me ask you this, man. Would you ever go to Kyle Lee for advice?
Yeah.
With about 5 translators, right?
All he said was you need to relax and breathe.
Well, you know, he said other things too, but those are the only things that he's, you know, fucking understood.
Oh, yeah, what else did he say?
Yeah, Havoc. List everything that he said.
I don't know. Man, the only thing I understood was fucking relax and breathe. That was all I fucking understood. And stress.
So who's the secret admirer? AJ?
Probably is.
I want to put it back. Maybe it's, maybe it's JBL or Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, right. I don't think Damian Sandow would like that very much.
Or the Bellas. But hey, no, you're right. Damian Sandow wouldn't like that so much. You know, more likely he'd probably try to challenge fucking Caitlin to a match over fucking Cody Rhodes. Be really, really gay. Especially for the fact that Stan would lose.
Wow. That'd be pretty bad then.
Yeah, losing to a fucking chick.
Not only a chick that only does one move herself.
Yeah, the spear.
Yeah. It's always so painful watching people from the Shield wrestle. I just keep praying they will do a move.
No. Never happened.
So I guess I was right. Dean Ambrose's finisher really is a DDT.
Yeah.
Because he keeps trying to go for it in every damn match.
I still got to finish off SmackDown.
Wow.
Well, I mean, let's see. I had, you know, I worked tonight. Then when I came home, I had to, you know, hook up my new fucking cable, ATTUverse cable box.
He's been sitting here for about an hour talking about this show when he didn't even watch it yet.
No, I'm up.
Wow.
Actually, no, I'm up to the Randy Orton versus Damian Sandow match.
Oh, yeah, that match did happen. Who won that?
I don't know. We'll find out. No more Lesnar fight Randy Orton.
I was watching that. I guess I fell asleep.
Not surprising. So far they only have three matches for fucking Extreme Rules.
Well, the day of, they're going to make up a whole bunch of bullshit matches.
Yeah. Like Sheamus versus Mark Henry, Randy Orton versus The Big Show. A match that we don't need to see again. The Shield versus Team Hell No for the tag team title.
Which they will win.
I don't know.
So sure.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure because...
Oh, yeah? Did the internet tell
Daniel
you?
Bryan
the fucking internet
Kane,
tell you?
No. No, this is my own thinking. Daniel Bryan and Kane have sort of run dry as a tag team.
There's no soil running dry.
I mean, they kind of got boring as hell being a tag team. And they should make them single wrestlers again. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, just like the fact that, you know, Christian got dry as a music artist.
Even them single wrestlers, man, that'd be boring.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Like, what are you going to do? Fucking Kane versus Dan Brown, Dan Brown for another time? Really?
Maybe have one of those two go after the WWE title?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I can't see Dan Bryan having the title, and Kane is just too retarded for that shit nowadays.
Maybe have to go after the Intercontinental title, have Daniel Bryan go after the WWE title.
Are you saying Daniel Bryan's better than Kane?
Well, Kane's been there so long, he's had tons of WWE title runs. Daniel Bryan has not had a lot.
Well, you know, there's probably a reason for that, because maybe the fact that Daniel Bryan sucks.
Uh-oh.
Well, Daniel Bryan sucks, then why is he not in the lower card or mid card? Kofi Kingston stuck in because he got pushed to the main event, and he sucked in the main event, so he got pushed back to the mid card, and he stuck there.
You realize Daniel Bryan still sucks, right? I mean, come on.
You realize Kofi Kingston got a push to the main event, and he got pushed back to the mid-card, right?
And you realize, you know, the fact that Daniel Bryan lost his WWE World title in 18 seconds!
But yeah, he had a WrestleMania moment.
Yeah, for 18 seconds.
Just like the Shield haven't had a WrestleMania moment, and actually won a WrestleMania, not like the Big Show, until like 6 or 8 years into it.
No, the Big Show is one of that you wanted a WrestleMania matchup.
Yeah,
too.
But it still took him like 6 to 8 years to actually get his first win.
I don't think it took him that long, Chris.
It did take him a damn long time. Because he just got that like at WrestleMania 25 or something.
I don't think it took him that long.
Don't you remember Cody Rhodes making fun of the fact that he never had a WrestleMania moment?
I mean, you realize you're just taking up for Cody Rhodes, who's a fucking child molester.
Oh, he's a child molester, then why the hell would he still be in WWE?
Dude, have you not seen his fucking mustache? He's a goddamn fucking pedophile.
Because somebody has a mustache or a pedophile. Well, that's nice.
Oh my god, you're an idiot. Dude, have you not seen the mustache I hear? Dude, that fucking screams fucking team pedophile with fucking Damian Sandow. Especially the fact Cody Rhodes has nothing to do with the Bella Twins. That right there is a team that you can admit there.
Just because somebody has facial hair does not make them a pedophile.
Cody Rhodes? Yes, it does.
Actually, not really.
No, no, no. Having a mustache like that makes you a pedophile. Not facial hair, a fucking mustache that like looks like that.
Exactly.
Get it right.
I think to actually be a pedophile, you have to have actually done something.
Yeah, and what makes you think that Cody Rhodes might not have done anything?
Because if he had done something, then I think he would have been fired by the WWE.
Not if they don't know about it.
Well, I'm sure they would have known about it.
Yeah, because Cody Rhodes is going to come out and be like, yeah, I'm a pedophile. I'm on the fucking list of pedophiles.
I'm sure they do those background checks before they even get in the WWE, and they keep doing them. Because, like, what happened with, who the hell was that guy that just got pushed? Who was the one who got pulled over with weed?
Boring.
This fight is boring. Fuck this shit.
Really is, because Chris makes no sense. He's not going to win.
No, because I make so much sense that you don't understand it.
Chris, we never know what the fuck you're saying. We never understand you. Because you're a music artist.
No, because you're too stupid to understand me.
No, that would be you.
How would I be too stupid to understand myself?
See? Right there.
I do understand exactly what I'm saying. And what point I'm trying to get across to you.
The point I'm trying to get across to you is the fact that, you know, Cody Rhodes could be a pedophile, and, you know, people would not know about it. Because it's not like, you know, not every single pedophile out there gets caught. Look at the fucking Chris Penland.
I know. But I'm saying I don't really think he is because of the mustache he has.
Have you not seen how gay that mustache is?
Just because somebody has a gay mustache does not make them a pedophile. That's what I'm trying to say to you.
And you realize that fucking mustache makes them look like a pedophile, right?
Just because they look like something does not make them something.
That's not always true.
It actually is true.
Not always. I mean, you know.
Okay, Havoc, because you look like a midget, does that make you a midget?
I mean, technically, I could be a midget. You never know. I'm just gonna book quick.
Yeah, because I'm thinking you probably will say, there's no way in hell, midget. I thought you were gonna say that.
It's all your song, you douchebags.
Sounds good. Come on, fish off. SmackDown.
Not even done SmackDown yet. What the fuck?
Well, yeah, because I keep pausing it for the fucking show. Let's go with this.
Never manage, we do damage with no apology. Pick him up the panic, a little manic, cause I gotta be frantic. I'm a gentleman, cause I'm an oddity. Got all the trackers, like I'm grabbing that mama knockers, like a papa, she's proper, cause I'm partners of rocker pocket. Give me the chopper, hip hop, and watch him make him rock. When it's showstopper, chakras popping off the
worldwide choppers.
If you anybody, you notice it. Tech is the pinnacle, not an identical soul is it. Load a code is the polar, get rotor quick, and it quoted it. Yo, it exploded the flow, behold it, cause when the motor spit. Hop it here, but here, never to get free of the rear. Better get just near the mirror, ready to get near my heels. Give me the knocking, I'm a chopper, he came in and went tomorrow, but I'm a lock it down, a hop in the pocket like empanadas. Hit him up and get him up, I ain't done enough. Yeah. Tripping when I rip it, I'll be the when I spit him up. Yeah. Sort of like I was licking up and backing up in the gas. Yeah. Everybody been knowing I'll be acting up when I bust. Yeah. From Missouri to Canada, I be keeping the stamina. If you never been a fan of the men's planet, unanimous can I catch? Yeah.
toss of Picasso. Killing everybody off as a motto. And I'll be the only chopper that's tossing the brothel. You said it's pathetic, my head is off in a taco. I'm spitting you better than you in the coffin when I go. Hang on, maybe this is good at the minimum. I'm just thinking of everything, killing my enemy.
What if I ran into you with a pogo stick? How about the top of you rappers? I catch a hoe with weak knees. With a photo with Jesus and a pair of pant pit. And I threw my rejection like I was playing handbit. Fill him a burning neck, internal damage. Too bad I bad, but then I lay back on a hammock. Under an oak tree like I was filling for cans. But instead, I'm filling rappers' heads like in a sandwich. I pick up a 22 and put a bullet inside of a motherfucker from inside a 1987 box. I'm headed up, yeah, headed for books. Fuck a mall, make him feel my dread like I had a head of locks. Feeling me bump like you had that shot. When I hop on the fucking beat, then I'm worldwide child. What the fuck was Tech 9? Just up the pine, I smoke a beat with Mr. Buck the Rhyme. Well, sure, why not? Really don't need to show any more of my cock. But I run across the stadium in a pair of your socks. And a trench coat with a pistol and a watch. And drop a verse before you can focus to read the clocks. American is out of control. Heat it up, beat it up, then I gotta go. But I'm a dog, talk to send another load. Beat a pipe and I'm a pile of peppers in your throat with an alien hole. I'm
like,
getting in the zone, I be flattening and packing, and people from the front to the back, and then got me acting a fool and blacking, nigga, now I'm home.
Because that Randy Orton sucks. Is on a losing streak.
But if Fandango and the actual Randy Orton were actually meet in the ring, Fandango would lose.
No, you're just saying it because you hate Fandango.
Fandango don't have a chance in hell of beating Randy Orton, period.
Let's ask Ghetto on that.
I don't know, man. Andy Orton, there we go. Randy Orton is my boy, but I don't know, man. Fandango, he ain't got no moves yet.
Exactly. Fandango has no moves yet, which means he lose.
But I don't know. Fandango might take the cake.
I mean, he did beat Chris Jericho at WrestleMania.
A fucking blind man could beat Chris Jericho. Come on.
Pretty much. He's just there to put people over.
Yeah, he's a pointless wrestler.
By now, yes.
Whereas Orton is actually good.
Yeah. Because
and here's
he got
my question about Orton. How's he so good if he was used to be a legend killer? Were you a fan of him at that time when he was killing the legends?
Yes.
Yeah, I think I was.
And you're not a fan of him. You're not a fan of the Shield, who's basically doing the same thing.
The Shield fucking sucks.
Exactly.
There's a difference.
There's a big difference.
See, you've seen one thing. Why do I need to see it again?
I mean, such a good thing. Come on. The Shield only has one move. If not that.
Okay, they have the spear. They have the DDT. That's one of the moves.
Chris, the DDT don't count.
You realize that's
it's
two separate people that have those moves?
Exactly.
So together, they have maybe 4 to 5 moves. Together.
They have the triple powerbomb, and that's about it.
They have that, the spear, the DDT, and that little crossbow knee drop thing.
That weird as hell move.
Hell yeah.
Gay as fuck.
Well, the Shield still sucks. Whereas Randy Orton's actually better than the Shield.
I wish Randy Orton would just punch somebody's head off again.
I went mad. I went... Fucking wish Randy Orton would fucking punch her head off.
That'd actually be fun.
Yeah, I'm sure it'd be fun being in the hospital with a concussion.
Said I wish you would punt your head off.
That would be fun.
But he was just so mean about it.
I just don't give a fuck. That's the funny thing.
Yeah, I had to take a fucking playbook out of fucking JBL's, page out of JBL's playbook, I should say.
Yep. Although I did not like Randy Orton when he was in Legacy. That shit was stupid.
Well, Legacy
was that was
done.
Funny. That was just a ripoff of Evolution.
I didn't even like Evolution. Jeez, he still won this damn match.
How the hell did he not watch a fucking match?
He's playing a track.
Move on.
No, Chris, the match is actually over.
Go ahead and play another song. Sounds good. Play a song. Song.
I got a track to play. What? I haven't played yet.
What they did to my brother.
And we're back. For the most retarded thing that they ever put on a fucking SmackDown, a fucking arm wrestling contest. Woo!
No, I've seen stuff way more retarded on SmackDown. Hornswoggle winning the Cruiserweight Championship.
Man, that was actually good compared to this.
That was good?
Compared to this bullshit. But I feel like I'm watching over the top with fucking Sylvester Stallone and other motherfuckers. I mean, come on, they really didn't need a fucking arm wrestling contest. I mean, come on. I mean, this is, I feel like we all knew the fucking outcome of that match. Mark Henry was going to win, of course. Let's go with another track so that way I can finish the whole thing off.
Walk it out!
match or as soon as I get to this damn commercial.
Which way is the shoe gonna come? Same way it always come through, Pinky. But Ghetto, you know, that's exactly who fucking Michael Cole reminds me of. Pinky from Pinky and the Brain.
Why? He's not smart.
He's not smart enough to be Pinky.
Well, then again...
He's not smart enough for that.
I mean, come on, you know, he says the same thing all the time. The shield's coming. Which way the shield's going to come? The same way they always come, Pinky, through the crowd. This spot, every year, every day, every month.
Yeah.
I think he more or less fits the retarded brother, Bilo, from Borat.
No.
Well, that part says retarded in, so that's why I think it fits him better.
I don't think that. But let's finish this shit off and go one final track to finish off this. I think we're gonna go with Lynyrd Skynyrd.
We'll be right back.
And we're back. By the way, Ghetto, I found that app, by the way.
What?
I found that app for the Walking Dead.
Gee, took you long enough.
Well, considering the fact my old iPhone, you know, didn't exactly have that app.
I see.
This one does, and I'll make it a Walking Dead JR soundboard.
Soundboard?
Yeah.
The fuck does that mean?
Yeah. It means the soundboard officially looks like the Walking Dead.
How's that possible?
Because I gave it a fucking zombie face. I figured why not. More track, I'm gonna finish this off.
How the hell did it take him the whole show to finish it off?
Like I'm dying for the walk away. You break my heart.
By the way, Ghetto, that move that Ambrose uses, it's not a DDT.
Oh, yeah, and what's he call it?
Actually, it's actually called the headlock driver.
The what?
Headlock driver.
No, I'm talking about the DDT that he did to whoever the fuck that was. But yes, whatever the hell that movie beat came with was a fucking bulldog.
Well, actually, it's actually more close to the snapmare driver.
No, it's a fucking
it's,
bulldog.
So, just like when Randy Orton beats a wrestler, he beats him with a diamond cutter.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then again, the same thing could be said about Bubba Ray Dudley.
Wow, you're a quick one, Havoc.
Who the hell cares about Bubba Ray Dudley?
I don't know,
yeah.
You know, I think
he doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, he's in TNA. That company doesn't mean shit.
He's now a bully. He's not a star.
I think
he's the perfect person for the Be a Star campaign in the WWE because he's a bully. I'm a bully and I'm a star.
That'd be so stupid because of the fact can't.
That'd be kind of a joke. If you can get, is it a joke?
Yeah, I got the joke, Chris.
I really don't think you did.
No, I actually did. They're still stupid. But I think Bubba Ray Dudley should go back to his old name. And I'm not talking about Bubba. I'm talking about Bubba Ray. When he fucking stuttered. But of course, the fact that Kane tried taking on the Shield by himself, the moron.
He even said he knew the same thing was going to happen to him.
Yeah.
So now he's going to be taken out for however many months. Just like Undertaker.
No, I don't see that happening.
Oh, wait, yeah, he has to lose the tag team title at the pay-per-view. I get it.
If they lose the title.
My question is, how the hell are they going to set up that match, though? Because there's three members in the Shield. It's a two-person tag team title. Who the hell is going to be the bitch that doesn't get the title match?
Didn't you see who held up the damn titles? Obviously, it's going to be them.
I didn't pay attention to who held the titles. Having for a piss break.
But it won't be Reigns though. It's gonna be Ambrose and Rollins facing them.
Yep, because Reigns probably gonna go for the Intercontinental title or whatever.
Yeah, I don't see Reigns, beating fucking Wade Barrett.
The same man who lost the title at WrestleMania and then just won it back a night later. Okay.
Exactly. Won it back the night later.
That proves how important that title is. Lost the title on the pre-show. Wins it back the next night.
Actually, the title actually still holds a shitload of importance in it. Like in the WWE, though. I mean, come on, look at all the people that actually have held the title.
I mean, what's the importance of the title now if that's how it changes? It doesn't even get onto the WrestleMania card when they have that stupid Brothers Clay and Tensai match that made on the card. Actually, no, it even got taken off WrestleMania because it was so stupid.
Exactly. So, that never made it.
So, I mean, it was just going to play swapping around every show or whatever, then I don't really see it as a legitimate big title anymore.
No, it still is. I mean, you know, it's been in the WWE since fucking 79.
I know how long it's been in the WWE for. I mean, I just don't see it as big of a deal.
It still is. But then again, it wasn't always called the Intercontinental Championship, though, either.
I know that, too.
It was the Heavyweight Championship at one time. Let's see. But I definitely don't see anyone beating the highest reign in the WWE history of the title.
I don't think you're gonna have the same guy holding onto a title for like 9 years or something like that ever again.
Of course not.
That's more or less when wrestling wasn't as important. Now it's on TV every week. It's kind of more of a big deal.
You realize, you know, the WWE title and World title aren't defended on the show every week either. So
I know, but I mean, just like back, that was like back in the 70s or the 80s when that huge title reign ran for. That's what I was saying.
It was. The 80s. 70s was when it was first introduced. And it was Pat Patterson who won it. I'm surprised he ain't dead yet. It's only a matter of time that motherfucker does. Oh, yeah, by the way, Gil, just so you know, Chris is going to be in charge on Thursday.
Happens Thursday.
Well, Thursday I'm getting some sleep early because of the fact Friday I have to go for training.
Ooh, fun stuff.
Yep. So Chris will be in charge. Should be interesting. But I think Gil G wants to go old school.
What?
I said, I think you want to go old school.
Yeah, you think you want to walk on the ropes.
No, not that old.
I can't guess
so. Talking about.
Thank you.
Like I said, yo, I miss the fact that back in ECW, that used to be a fucking theme. Along with Fuck That by Kid Rock. Let's go with Just for Ghetto G.
What does everybody want?
This is like the best video on YouTube ever. So, Ghetto, thank you for sending it my way.
What video was that?
Twisted. Kill the Harlem Shake.
Jesus, man. That was like a week ago. Sorry.
Damn, yeah, that thing is slow.
No, it ain't that slow, Chris. I actually saw it when he sent it my way, but I've been fucking playing it like every single fucking day at work. Well, yeah.
Yeah, I saw Twisted posted. I watched it. I was like, at first I kind of missed him. But then I saw people drop it. I was like, oh, all right. Because at first I was like, are they even going to be in this fucking video?
Yeah. For a minute, again, when I first read it, you know, Twisted Kill the Harlem Shake. Yeah, for a minute, like, I thought I was getting fucking Twisted doing the Harlem Shake.
It was.
I mean, yeah, they started doing it, and I'm like, fuck that. But, man, I can't wait for the new fucking Twisted album to come out. But, did they ever even, like, release that fucking mixtape yet?
No.
What the fuck? The fuck is that shit supposed to drop?
I don't know.
I hope that shit drops soon, though, man, because that's going to be fucking nuts. But, I mean, as long as fucking Twisted does not sign the Shady Records, I think we'll be good.
Yeah.
Because I really can't see them being a part of the label.
No, not at all.
I think, yeah, I can't see them working with Eminem, period, at the same time, because, I mean, hello, for years with ICP, they dissed on fucking Shady in the label.
Yeah, man, they made so much shit towards him.
and the fucking fact that they're putting out a mixtape with fucking Shady Records on it, that's, wow.
Yeah, that'd be pretty lame.
It really is. Oh, man. What about the fact on their Wikipedia, like, it still has them labeled at and put them under fucking psychopathic?
That's because,
you know,
man,
you
still
edit that.
Also, their merchandise.
Wow, yo, the Twisted shop got fucking shut down.
You got shut down?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
It was just up the other day. What the fuck?
Yeah, well, I go to where it says, Comic Bird can't establish a connection to the server at twisted-shop.com.
I don't know. Maybe they realized $28 for a t-shirt is a lot.
Yeah, it could be. But that shit no longer exists.
I was just on that like a day ago. How the fuck is it not exist?
Can't connect to it, period.
I don't know.
The fuck did this truck? Oh, okay. I mean, there's like no announcement about it being shut down. Let's see. If maybe they might have something up on here for it. Twisted. That's just fucking weird. I'd be cool. That'd be like fucking hatchet gear going out of fucking business. And like not existing anymore.
Man, there's a bigger chance of that.
There really is. Because that shit's way too fucking expensive nowadays.
Although you still got these damn people out there that will go on that website and buy absolutely everything possible for no reason at all.
Yeah.
I'm not one of those people.
I'm not either. Which is why I mean,
if I see something dope on there, I'm going to buy it. But I ain't going to buy just every little fucking thing.
Hell no. But they, holy shit, they fucking redid it, though.
Yeah, I saw that, too.
Like, I'm just now seeing this.
Yeah, it looks retarded.
It really does. Man, they better not have fucking deleted my fucking account up on here, though.
Why would they do that?
I don't know, because it seems like anytime fucking a site fucking, you know, if he does shit, like, you're like, your fucking account gets fucking done. Because of the fact, you know, I ain't, because of the fact I haven't been up on this shit in forever.
Well,
again, I'm like, thinking that we don't have too much things up on here that, you know, looks appealing.
Even that fucking Riddlebox DVD I didn't give a shit about. Because why would I want to buy that? I wasn't there.
I don't know. Listen what they have left for Twisted up on here.
They got a bunch of shit on there for Twisted still. All the shirts that nobody bought before.
But now, yo, it's funny how they have Boondock still up on here. He's been gone for so fucking long now. Oh, wait, never mind. They ain't got that much left for Boondocks. They got like 4 cities left for Boondocks up on here.
I didn't say Boondocks. I said Toys.
I know, I'm just saying. They don't have much. Put some fucking Boondocks up on here. I mean, it's so bad they had to put fucking Blaze up in there.
Yeah, they don't even have anything for Blaze either. I saw this real dope-ass Blaze shirt on there at one point in time. But I guess I didn't have any money, so I didn't buy it. And now it's never going to be up on here again. But I see it all over eBay and shit. But, of course, they don't got my size. You know what I'm saying?
Of course not.
I mean, a real dope-ass Blazer. Man, they don't usually make those.
There we go. They actually have a shitload of Blazer stuff up on here now. Like, 3 pages worth.
Yeah, nothing I want, though.
That fucking belt buckle looks retarded.
Not a big fan of belt buckles.
You know, like I said, I don't use them. I have no reason to use them.
Well, they'll wear belts and shit.
Well, I mean, you know, yeah, like, I wear a belt, but, I mean, come on, man. Like, if I'm at work, I mean, do you, like, you really think I'm going to fucking be, like, wearing a fucking blaze belt buckle, like, during work, because of the fact, you know, we have to keep our fucking shirts tucked in?
That'd be interesting.
Oh.
Be like, motherfucker, it's my belt buckle. Ain't nothing I can do about it.
Let's see what we can find upon here for psychopathic. Psychopathic. Man, I type in psycho and I get fucking psycho bunny.
Chris, you hear that?
Hear what? I heard something about psycho bunny.
I don't know. Don't you like psycho bunny things?
No.
And then
sure?
whatever that guy calls himself. Like,
I think he's confused.
Do I not get a name? What's that guy's name?
What, like Bugsy Bunny or whatever?
What do you mean whatever? It's your boy, man. What do you mean whatever? Whatever
yeah,
the hell the dude is, they're rapping like a fucking bunny.
There are four hearts that rap like that.
Excuse us.
What did you just say?
There were four rappers that rap like that. Bugsy
four
Bunny.
Rappers. Four morons, then.
Yeah. There was. I'll just say the real names. I'll clean their fake names in there. There was Snoop. There was Bad Luck. Malaria. And Loki.
They all rapped as a fucking rabbit?
Yeah.
Yes. They had one EP, and that's it.
Really not quite sure how that fits in with the whole horrorcore genre thing, but okay.
Did you hear what doing as a joke side project?
Yeah. We'll see how well that did, right?
Yep.
Hey, I mean... Still, Malaria and Bad Luck still dress up as their rabbit counterparts and do it.
I guess they're still trying to pull it off, but it's not going to work.
Hell no.
I guess they do it as a joke.
So I figure that's why they're just doing it on YouTube.
Pretty much, or for like the hops and bullshit contest.
Yeah.
That is a joke.
And they probably have free download of the beat, too.
No, dude, they had to buy the beat this time.
Oh, some people already put it up online after it was on sale. So they probably got it that way.
I'm just saying, man, people paid $8 for that beat.
Fucking idiots.
Like Whitney Payton, she bought that beat.
Yeah, bad mistake. No, the worst mistake she ever did.
You know the product bought that beat?
Worst thing she ever did.
And remind me of this. Weren't the rules that Hobson or somebody on the stupid Funk Volume label could not compete in the contest? And didn't Hobson compete it anyways?
Yeah.
They're biased, idiotic motherfuckers in that contest.
What do you
shit.
Expect?
Good point.
What the fuck is that?
That was a weird-ass noise.
I have. That's from Mating Call
Havoc. That's the mating call. You remember the Chewbacca noises to that.
Yeah, you got a new one this time.
Damn. We have to find the nearest sound like that, but on the soundboard.
I don't know what that sound is, so how are you going to find it?
Me either. That might be impossible.
I don't know, man. Yo, I might fucking buy this fucking album up on here. Up on eBay.
What's that?
What's an autographed version of Wicked? It's like it's autographed by Jamie and Madrox. Well, yeah, Jamie and Madrox.
You mean that bonus CD that they put out that's absolutely terrible?
No, it's actually Wicked, like the album itself.
That's not any better. But
oh, but I mean, hey, it's autographed.
Then you get the autograph freaking Cryptic Collection 4?
Nope.
Well, what the fuck? That would have been cheaper.
Bad, this is cheaper.
Oh, yeah, how much?
$39.99. Yep.
That's not cheaper.
That's a little cheaper.
No.
There we go. Chaos Theory, but don't study.
Man, if you're going to pay that price, you may as well go all out and pay $75 for the original Most Tasteless.
Man, I probably would.
Now, that would be a find, not Wicked.
Now, here's a fucking find. Oh, never mind.
Oh, never mind. That's a great find.
Yeah.
I've seen that find so many fucking times. It's really boring.
Yeah, and then I was like, it ain't that fine.
Well, I saw a psychopathic sampler upon it, then I saw 2012.
I see. Man, apparently, freaking Tech N9ne, man, they ordered a whole shitload of those fucking samplers that they keep passing out.
Yeah,
even though they put it up online for free.
Exactly. So what the fuck's the point of passing out? You know, we just get it for free.
Or also, if you're going to pay that price for that CD, you can go buy that drive-by CD that people got all over eBay for like $25 to $30 or whatnot.
Now, here's a good fucking good find, even though it's like $59.95, but I'll definitely go for it. Again, it's a ICP purple pimp set shirt with Von J on it.
Wow, having to call you Poo Poo Ninja for a minute.
No, dude, they got that on Hatchet Gear, don't they?
Do they?
I think they do. Cause there's a purple Shaggy one. And there's a purple Violent J one here. Those are old as hell.
Yeah, they are.
Because, dude from Legally Insane, man, he had those shirts. I think they were actually autographed, too.
Yeah.
Last time I saw him, he sold all his fucking shit just so he can go to the gathering.
Cool, man.
Like this one jersey that he wore, like, every single fucking day. He sold that shit. I was like, wow, man.
There we go, fucking, oh, shit, you get fucking both of them, actually.
Both of what?
The fucking purple pin shirt.
And how much are you paying for that?
$59.95. Yeah, cause I don't think they sell up on. No, I don't even think they have them up on Hatchet Gear.
Man, I swear I saw them on there. I swear. Well, they got that. What's that? Perception versus Reality CD on eBay too for like $30.
Yeah, I got that for free.
See, that would have been nice until I found out the CD was like 5 tracks.
Oh, shit, they do have them up on here.
See?
20 bucks each.
Well, then you gotta do the shipping.
Yeah, where is this thing? It's $59.95, free shipping. So, I don't know. I think I'd probably really go for the $59.95.
No, dude. Hatchet gear would be cheaper.
Yeah, so except for the hatchet gear, I'd be waiting like fucking 3 weeks, 3 fucking months for that shit to get here.
True.
And 3 months later, I'd be like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, exactly.
I never bought this.
If you know.
Telling you.
That's what happened. Well, Chris, if I'm, you know, ordering them, then yeah, I bought them.
Man, you know anybody that's that collects the freaking the action figures?
But I wish I had fucking $500 right now.
Fucking need $500 for.
What's it? Madrox, jersey autographed by fucking Madrox.
Why don't you go ahead and buy a cheaper jersey, go to the gathering, and have them sign it.
Yeah, do that too. If I, you know, if I fucking make it to the gathering once, and I have to fucking work.
But $500 though—that's crazy.
Yeah, just a bit, but I don't know. I mean, it's autographed and shit, so I'd probably go for it if I had that much.
Yeah, man, that's like them people go to shows, man. They drop at least $200 and shit. I'm like, damn. I'll be like, damn, man, I'll be only liking one shirt. Like, motherfucker, you buying all these shirts? What the hell's wrong with you?
Yeah, I'd buy one or two shirts. Not every single shirt that's there.
Like, most of the damn shirts are just beat.
Yeah, they are.
And then they keep selling those, you know, I'm not a gang member, you know, shit like it.
Yeah, I'm that crap.
I mean, the one they sold at Hot Topic was dope, but the other one they put on Hatchet Gear and sell at concerts and shit are just lame. So plain.
Pretty much. Fucking Twisted Moth Tasteless hoodie. Fucking person wants $200 for that shit.
Damn.
And look, just for the hell, this would be nice. They'll throw in free shipping. Woohoo. I'm better off going to fucking that's you gonna get fucking half these goddamn jerseys and shit.
If they even have them.
Yeah. Or fucking juggleshit.com.
Man, that place ain't got shit. Literally. Last time I wanted to buy a jersey, they didn't have it there. So I bought a different one. And then as soon as I bought that one, the one I wanted came back.
Oh, poor Ghetto.
I know, right? All I wanted was a fucking Lotus jersey.
And they probably came in after you bought the other one.
Yeah, as soon as I bought it, you know, when I, you know, ordered more, boom, right back in there.
Oh, AJ.
You keep saying that, man. What, you want to get your ass beat in WWE 13 tonight? Huh? Is that why you're saying that? Is that a yes? No?
Well, let's see. What would the match be?
Who fucking cares what kind of match it is? Any kind of match. Except an Inferno match.
Yeah, fuck that shit. None of us can win that. We just like sitting there like, Okay, I'm just going to go take a piss break. I have nobody's going to ever win this fucking match anyway.
I don't even know how to win it.
Me either. It's like, so to win this match, you have to do this, then this. Like, we have to explain it.
And this and this and then...
Yeah, you got to press all these buttons and shit. I'm like, what the fuck?
Like, just fuck this shit.
Like, why can't I just press the one button and climb shit like I do everything else?
Why can't it just be like a ladder match?
Yeah, something simple.
Because they don't want it simple. What the fuck, you crazy?
Shit, man, you can get out of the Hell in a Cell faster.
Oh, yeah. Not for a lot, though.
First, you gotta get the ring up to 500 degrees. They gotta grab the motherfucker and drag them.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what they have for fucking jerseys up on the shit.
I call for a triple threat tag team match.
No, Teddy Long. Fuck you. We're not doing that shit.
You can't even do that.
Hell no.
So did you enjoy your hour nap that you took in that match that we took played last time? Huh? You didn't even try to get up. Sheamus. I mean, Chris.
My character was dead, if you would remember. I should have just quit the damn match. I wonder what got up then.
You did? It wouldn't even do the little bar thing?
That just disappeared completely. I said that, but it happened.
Oh. I just thought you were just laying there because you were like, fuck this, I ain't getting up.
No. I was trying to get up, and then it just disappeared. I have no clue why the fuck I even stay in that match.
Yes. Really long.
Yes, an hour long, and it was hourly 40 minutes.
Hey, Ghetto, which one? Which of these fucking decals should I go for? Got single Hatchet Man 2 inches tall, single Hatchet Man 4 inches tall, Juggalo with Hatchet Man 4x40, and then of course you got the 12 inch tall fucking Hatchet Man decal and a psychopathic with Hatchet Man fucking 4x40.
You know, you just gave me the same option, just different sizes.
No, I mean, it's not, they're all different. Like, one reads Juggalo, one psychopathic, and then one's just like, Hatchet Man.
You know, these are for cars, right? What the hell are you going to do with them?
Put on the back of my mom's car.
Oh, yeah? I'm sure she'll love that.
Hey, fucking 99 cents.
Wait, 99 cents? What's this off of?
eBay.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, 99 cents plus $10 shipping.
Ah, free shipping.
Somebody's just going to ship out some decals for 99 cents.
Yeah, it's going to be between 99 cents to, I think it's like a dollar something.
Well, that's not bad. I mean, shit, free shipping. These people were dumbasses.
Hell yeah, they are.
Shit.
I mean, shit, man, they even got fucking Hatch Girl ones, too.
There you go. You should get the one stick figure family. It says, no one gives a shit about your stick figure family or whatever.
I probably would.
Or you should get the one, what is it? It's like a Hatchet Man running after the people.
That'd be fucking amazing to get.
Or the one with the person... Or the people having sex, I'm making my family.
I see that that hoodie gone again, by the way.
What hoodie?
The Dark Lotus one.
That's a jersey.
Oh, yeah, that's gone too. Yet again, even though they want like a fucking $100 for this shit.
Yeah, well, that's why you gotta, either use coupons or when I got the sales going on.
Oh, no, I mean, this is up on JuggaloShit.com.
I don't know then.
Well, I think I'm going to get two of these. But yeah, I'm just trying to figure out which one I should get and what color.
Get you a nice pink one.
I'm not kidding. And I'm definitely not faggot ass from Dango.
What's that got to do with pink?
The fact that real men don't rock pink.
Who the fuck is Guns? Why are they inviting me to a match?
Yesterday. Because of the fact they wanted to face in the match yesterday. Whoa, whoa, whoa there, nigga. Hey, are they really expecting someone to fucking pay that fucking much on juggaloshit.com for that fucking jersey?
This person
should
say,
hear that.
Say swag having little boy.
No, so it's fucking... No, I'm up on fucking juggaloshit.com. They got a Shaggy Tudo Dark Lotus football crew jersey. And they're asking $1,000 for that shit.
Damn.
Exactly. They really expect someone to fucking sell them fucking at that shit. But, no, but, alright, so here are the fucking colors they have, if I decide to give you details. White, of course. Black. Mate black. Gold. Silver. Red. Dark red. Definitely not going for the pink, so fuck that. Orange. Dark yellow. Yellow. Cream. Aqua. Dark green, grass green, light tree green, blue, sky blue, medium blue, purple, and lavender.
I don't freaking know, man. Might want to get something you might want to get something you can actually see.
Yeah, like the red one.
Not like if your window is black and you get like a black one.
That'd just be fucking retarded.
Yeah, go with like a white one, blue one, red one.
Yeah, definitely do that.
And no,
yeah, no.
And no, I didn't say that because I'm an American. Because I did just say red, white, and blue.
Yes, we know, Kurt Angle.
It's true.
No, we know, brother.
The fuck did he just say?
I said, we know, brother.
Okay, they're, faggot, Hogan. Well, let's see. One of these is, let's see. They're a fucking vinyl decal. I mean, I could probably just go for a fucking hatchet, man, and just fucking put it on my... Yeah, she put it on my fucking window of my room if I really wanted to. Because like, I got so many fucking decals that were supposed to be for a car, and I ain't got a car. I just put it on the fucking window of my room.
Yep.
Gotta do it. So you gotta get up on there somewhere. Somewhere, somehow. Oh, yeah, by the way, how about the fact that I found Nemo, like, last week? Found 1,000 of those fucking funny Nemo shit.
What? You said you found Nemo?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, man went to the fucking Petco And they like, and they had like a shitload of fucking fish that looked like Finding Nemo.
I see. I thought you were talking about you fucking found the movie.
This is fucked up. I mean, actual Nemo. That's really interesting. Because there's way too many of them. Died. I'm gonna fucking, you know, that ain't gonna work apparently.
Nope.
So I'll have to do this, bookmark this page, and I'll go back to the details, see what else I can find up on this shit. And from a dollar, from like 99 cents to $9.97. Little detail, by the way. Go. This would be something worth getting. Fucking ICP. The fucking one with the Santa Claus on that shit. Greater than this. Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Fucking, the fuck is that shit called? The fuck, like that fucking, like this, that, like the fucking, Santa Claus is a fat bitch on it.
Oh. What about
it? Yeah, I found that shirt up on eBay.
Nice. I found that.
Bucks.
Found that CD for like $3.
Or I just might go for this fucking Twisted Lunchbox.
There you go.
So Javi's going back to school with a Twisted Lunchbox.
You can take it to work with you.
Hell yeah, I definitely would too. Here we go. I'm going for this. Fuck that. Fucking Dark Lotus Double XL. $25 free shipping.
Hell yeah.
Look, ghetto, just for you. That's just that's in packing size. You know, it's probably in your price range. $25 for a 3XL Bizarre Tour T-shirt. I'm gonna go for that fucking Dark Lotus shirt. Most fucking definitely.
Why is it most DC characters get a fucking lightning bolt on their chest?
I don't know.
Can somebody answer that?
Oh. I'll take Havoc for 100.
Yeah, I can't even answer that one. So fucked up.
That was the correct answer. Now give me $100, bitch.
How about this? Go get your $100.
Yeah, bitch.
Yep. I'm getting my Dark Lotus shirt.
Well, there you go. Good job.
Hell yeah. While I'm at it, I might get another shirt up on this shit.
So, Orange Monkey, you getting on here so I can whoop your ass?
Maybe. I don't even know.
It's a yes or no question.
Not really in the mood to play the game right now.
Then say no.
No, nigga.
Peace.
That'd make it so fucking difficult. Confirm and pay. There you have it, nigga. Fucking. Now I've got a Dark Lotus shirt to go with the rest of my hatchet gear. Now I need to get his fucking Blaze. And Psychopathic Riders.
We'll find one.
trust me. I'm already looking. Blah, blah, blah. I'll have that by the 8th. Damn. But I don't feel like bidding on crap, so fuck that.
Fuck that.
I don't bid. Except unless you're free. Down for the interview, I'm just gonna hit a fucking James and see what we can do about maybe getting somebody for fucking sub noise for the 5-year anniversary of JR.
Well, I was thinking we could always hit up Liquid Assassin to figure out if he'd be down for that date.
Well, go ahead and do it.
Well, I mean, I'm gonna wait till tomorrow to see if, you know, Gruesome gets in contact with me, you know.
Okay.
forever. Gotta get down to it.
Chilling at the studio. Chilling at the studio, $85 an hour. So hurry up and loop a beat, Mike. Come on. I'm Violent J, but my homies call me shithead. But that's my homies. To you, I'm Violent J, bitch. I put my boys on a track, even though they suck.
Yo, dog, I'm Dave. I don't give a fuck.
I did a record deal. I signed a contract. Technically, for Island, I can only rap. But fuck that, with Twisted, I'ma still spit. Even though I got a cold, and I sound like shit. What the fuck was that? Fuck it, leave it in. This shit is fat. You heard this beat 80 times, I'ma still freak it. And if you notice, my shit don't even rhyme. Look at that. I ain't even got a rap, and it's still fat. My shit went gold. I got fat knots, and you're still flyer in parking lots. You might say my vocals are up too loud, so I'ma turn them up loud, and I'll piss you off. Psychopathic records are geniuses. Get off our penises. Here comes the chorus, but I got no hooks. Instead, I'll just fuck with the phone book.
Hello?
Yeah, Harry Sachs, please. Harry, hey, this is Slim Anus down at the cannery. Dick Shute had left the bulletin. Something about you filling in his slot tonight down at the garage. We got a casement of fudge. We need as many packers we can get, Sacks.
Hello?
Jamie Madrox and I got fat balls. I'm always urinating in the motel halls.
Right.
I got a big head that never fits a hat. So you ain't see me wearing a damn thing green, bitch. I'm far from rich, I got a hoopty. With a smash in the fender and in the back too. I got a broken tail light and I'll smash you, bitch. Get out of my way, we got clown love. Fat props to the lyrical Tom Dub. N-O, and I can't even spell arrest. It takes too long and I need a fucking cigarette. I can't hear, my right ear's mad whack. So shut the fuck up and listen, I'm getting ass kicking. I slap holes and call them bitches to their face. And scream my fuck off, bitch, twist it into place. So back up, recognize and check us. Cause simply, my dear, I don't give a fuck.
Yo,
this Mo Styles in this piece. What's up, Sean? Yeah, what's up, John? I'm looking for this deal, you know what I'm saying? Like, I rash your bus for y'all. Y'all ready for more styles? I'm about to kick this flow. You ready for this shit or what?
Yeah.
Word life, son. I'm more styles. I'm straight from the hood. I got all my peoples on 1-800 and Crenshaw. We coming hard.
My name's Too Dope, and sometimes shaggy. Sometimes shag, and sometimes greedy. I get mad stupid, I get mad ill. Locked down in our spot, fuck it, I do this still. Slip my nuts back like a slingshot, I plant them in your mouth. Slip my hips like Elvis, wiggle in my pelvis. Last hit that step, I apply the camel clutch and stretch his back like a motherfucking bungee jump. What?
Back to make you smile more. I let my nutsack drag on the tile floor. I kick freestyles for miles. My gold comes in piles. I worked on Belle Isle. I picked up deer shit and now I spit raps. I snap your neck because my freestyles are fresh.
And we're back.
Wait, where's the rest of the track?
That's like only like 3 minutes. That's only like 3 minutes, 18 seconds long, man.
What's the rest of the song? I swear the song's longer.
Nah. I thought it was too, but guess not. Might be longer because of the fact that probably, I think, featuring Twisted, was featuring Twisted on one, wasn't it?
What?
I said, didn't they have one that featured Twisted?
Twisted was on there.
How the hell do you know you're Twisted? I haven't heard Twisted.
Yeah, but the fact that it's supposed to be longer.
He said he's Jamie Madrox and he got fat balls.
Yeah, it's only like 3 minutes long.
Because it shows the same, yeah, cause, like, it shows the same thing up on, fucking Most Tasteless and fucking Forgotten Freshers Volume 1. I mean, 50 bucks is, like, 4 minutes long. That's probably about it. But, I think I'm going to go pass, though.
Oh, it's exciting.
Yeah.
So we look tomorrow.
Or later, or whatever. Peace.